Okay, so yes, I do have something to disclose. Good morning. And the project that I'm going to be talking about today is a Merck-funded grant. So it is an industry-sponsored grant. Okay, and that designates that. All right, so just a little bit of background. General HPV is the most common STI in the United States, and approximately 75% of all sexually active individuals will become infected in their lifetime. In 2006, the United States FDA approved the first vaccine, which was Gardasil, that prevents two strains of HPV that cause approximately 70% of all cases of cervical cancer and 90% of all cases of genital warts. Prior research has shown that adherence to vaccine prevention strategies has been less than optimal, primarily due to the fact that adolescents and young adults perceive their risk as low to infection, and they also lack the perception of immediate benefits from becoming vaccinated. National estimates indicate that in 2007, which was just 1 year after the vaccine was introduced, among adolescent girls 13 to 17 years, the uptake was 25% for the first dose and approximately 6.9% for the completion of the three-dose series, which happens over a span of 6 months. Other studies have shown completion rates as high, though, as 58%, and these studies were done among smaller subset populations, so it wasn't a national estimate. There are a few populations that are at disproportionately high risk for both HPV infection and decreased vaccination uptake, and those are African American adolescent females as well as lower income states. So with recent advances in information technology, there's been an opportunity that has been created for new interventions that incorporate computer-delivered interventions, and that's the one that I'm going to be speaking about today. So we had the opportunity at Emory to create a new evidence-based intervention that was relatively novel. I'm going to be discussing just briefly how we came about developing this intervention. It is a DVD-based intervention that is delivered via laptop computer in a clinical setting. It's innovative in that it is utilizing the DVD, but it's also interactive. So participants have an opportunity to interface with the computer versus just watching. Excuse me. The intervention is also culturally tailored to target African American females ages 13 to 18 years, which fall into one of the high-risk populations. It is theory-based, which I'm going to discuss the underlying theoretical framework that we used. It's also cost-effective in that the entire intervention occurs while the patient is waiting to be seen in their respective clinic. So it doesn't take any additional time from the provider standpoint, and it doesn't disrupt clinic flow. Also, we hope that the intervention will be acceptable and adaptable, as well as effective in enhancing the adoption of health-promoting behaviors. Okay, so in order to frame our DVD intervention, we used the Information, Motivation, and Behavioral Skills Model, also known as the IMB model. The IMB model has been used as a basis for understanding risk behavior and for constructing interventions to facilitate behavior change, and has since been applied to a range of behaviors across different populations. Most notably, this model has been applied to adherence to antiretroviral medications among HIV-positive individuals. So just as adherence to the antiretroviral meds among HIV-positive individuals have to be consistent, to optimize HPV prevention, the HPV vaccine has to be administered in a series of three doses, which also is a consistent behavior that has to occur over 6 months. So in short, The IMB model asserts that information, motivation, and behavioral skills are the fundamental determinants of adopting and maintaining preventive behavior. So according to the IMB model, to maximally enhance uptake of the vaccine, an intervention needs to address the following three things. So it needs to address information about the vaccine, which we have in our video. It also needs to address motivation to obtain the vaccine, as well as behavioral skills to enhance self-efficacy of obtaining the vaccine. So they have to feel confident that they can actually do this and get vaccinated. So I have a slide that outlines the key IMB model constructs in relation to our intervention. So in terms of information, we wanted to make sure that our intervention discussed the correlates of HPV infection, the benefits of vaccination, the factors that influence vaccination acceptability. In terms of motivation, we thought that it was important to discuss greater perceived susceptibility to acquiring HPV infection, higher perceived severity of infection, perceived effectiveness of the vaccine. A lot of young women, which this will be discussed in the next presentation, but they're very unaware of the effectiveness of the vaccine. And so that was very important to us to address that. Also, physician recommendation for HPV vaccination, familial acceptance of the vaccine. This is, again, another important construct that we wanted to make sure we included. And then peer norms supportive of vaccination to prevent HPV infection. And then for behavioral skills, because this was a culturally tailored intervention, we thought it was extremely important for the adolescents who are viewing this video to observe same age, same race, and gender adolescents actually obtaining the vaccination, as well as having the confidence to obtain the vaccine. So this is just a general overview of our study design. So it is a randomized controlled trial. And our goal is to enhance HPV vaccination uptake, so initial uptake of the first dose, as well as compliance with the three-dose series over 6 months. So it is clinic-based. In addition to our DVD intervention, we do assess knowledge, attitudes, and beliefs surrounding HPV vaccination transmission, sexual history, family medical history, and this is done via a CASI technology. So everyone who participates takes a survey on the same laptop computer that they watch the DVD intervention on. The survey is a one-time survey, so we don't do pre and post. It is done prior to watching the video. So we assess their knowledge of vaccination as well as HPV prior to seeing anything in our video. The brief interactive DVD is what I'm going to talk a little bit more about today in terms of how we actually finalize that DVD. We have a time equivalent control DVD that we use, so we are comparing the control versus the intervention. The control DVD is just a general DVD that talks about health, healthy lifestyles, and nutrition. So it has nothing to do with cervical cancer or HPV. The DVD is approximately 12 minutes long, as well as the time equivalent control. So the whole process from beginning to end is taking roughly 30 minutes, and we're finding that participants in the clinical settings are sitting and waiting to see a physician up to, in some cases, 2 hours. So this fits nicely into their wait time and gives them something to do. We also do a medical chart review to evaluate actual vaccination rates, and this is done approximately 7 months after they participate in our intervention. And on that medical chart review, we look at initial uptake, compliance with the second and third doses, as well as STD incidence during that window. Okay. So in addition to applying the IMB theoretical constructs to guide the intervention of Girls on Guard, which is the name of our of our project. Formative research was also conducted to uncover knowledge, attitudes, and perceptions of both HPV and vaccination. So this information really helped us understand what components needed to be included in our DVD intervention from a variety of perspectives. And this is going to really be discussed in the next presentation from my colleague. She's going to go into the results of the formative research. But we did individual in-person interviews with African-American adolescent females who were 13 to 18 years old, which fell into our target group. We also did individual telephone interviews with healthcare providers because we wanted to get their perspectives on what they actually were talking to their patients about in regards to HPV and vaccination. And we also did focus groups with African-American mothers of girls that were 13 to 18 years old because, as you saw in the previous slide, when it talked about familial acceptance, we really wanted to make sure that we got the mothers' perspectives on what they felt about vaccination, as well as what information their daughters might be interested in seeing and what would be most beneficial for them. So once we conducted the formative research phase, we drafted a script for our DVD intervention, and we drafted the script based on the results of the formative research as well as our theoretical framework. So following that script draft, we then used another technique that is called theater testing. So this was our other strategy that we used. Theater testing was done at a local adolescent health center, which was located in one of the counties in which we are actually implementing the project currently. So this allowed a group of our study team members, as well as some undergraduate interns that we had that summer, to actually go, and we acted out the script in front of a group of girls who were in the target age range. And we got their perceptions, we got their feedback, we got whether or not dialect needed to be changed, whether or not our language was realistic. The whole idea of this intervention is that we wanted it to be not only appealing, entertaining, educational, but we wanted it to be something that they could really relate to. So by doing this, this allowed for a real-life assessment of the message content and the concepts that were included in our DVD. So just some preliminary, well, the results from this, and again, Tracy's going to go into more in depth with this, but we used the IMB model, the qualitative data from the formative research, as well as best practices in multimedia to serve as the framework in which to develop our DVD intervention draft. So from our formative research, we found that there was definitely a lack of understanding about HPV and vaccination. Many adolescents confuse HPV with HIV. Many of them don't realize that you don't need to get the HPV vaccine to go to school, that it's a separate vaccination. Also, we found that most adolescents were very open-minded and interested in receiving additional information about vaccination. And another surprising fact that we found, this may not be surprising to many of you, but it was to us, that there were many inconsistencies among providers in terms of vaccine recommendations, even within the same clinic setting. So there were providers within the same clinic that were recommending the vaccine, and there were others who weren't even mentioning it to their patients. So the theater testing, so once we had the script drafted and we acted it out for the young women, we found that we did need to make quite a few dialogue edits and phrasing changes to be very realistic to them. We also found that the perception of information content was useful, practical, and relevant. So our content really didn't need to be changed. It was more so in terms of the delivery and how we actually portrayed the information. Okay, so in conclusion, translation from research to real-world application is necessary to prevent HPV-associated morbidity and mortality. And by using formative research strategies ahead of time, prior to actual intervention development, as well as theater testing, intervention efficacy among vulnerable subgroups may increase because you're really involving them in the process. Also, it's anticipated that by using innovative strategies such as computer-delivered programs or DVDs, that many barriers to providing health promotion, education, and clinical venues may be eliminated, because it is a very time sensitive and it's an easy process. And we're currently in the implementation phase, so we don't have any data to present. So hopefully next year this time, we can actually present the findings. So thank you.